Welcome back. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Mine was just okay. It was actually horrible, but whatever. I'm trying to keep it together today. But it's not easy to keep it together all the time. And I should have done an intro earlier when I had it together. But now you guys get quivery voice, McGee. It wasn't all bad. I had a really good time taping this podcast that you're going to listen to. So it's a lot more excited than I am right now. What did I do this week? I hung out with my friend Sarah, my amazing friend Sarah. She's a badass chick. I did this podcast. I paid my rent. That's another reason why I'm depressed. Paid my rent on time. I did a casino gig in Langley. This was great, actually. This was super fun. And we showed up and they were like, this is your green room. You're sharing it with some underwear models. And I'm like, oh, great. I get to be around naked girls and the boys get to enjoy themselves. But then it was naked dudes and I finally won. I finally got to watch. They just stripped down right in front of me. I was like, I've never been speechless before. I was speechless. It was amazing. They were super nice guys. There's a picture of them on my Instagram. That was an awesome night. And then Friday I was in Kelowna. What a fucking amazing town. I stayed with my friend and comedian, Kate Belton, and that girl is like getting better. Every time I see her, she's so funny, but we had such a good time and it was awesome. We just hung out with the local comics there. They got such a great scene and all the comics out there are just nice and fun. And yeah, it was a really good night. And then, Saturday, I did Tinder Tales. I did a show all about Tinder. So we talked about our Tinder experiences. I'm not going to lie. It was depressing to listen to everybody's negative Tinder stories. I don't think I hear any good ones ever, so I don't know if it's possible. And I had deleted Tinder, but then I was like, oh fuck, I needed all those things to go through for material, but I actually was fine for material. So now I just use Tinder for marketing purposes. Because it's all bullshit. Men are bullshit. Men are all scared little boys these days, and it's so frustrating for me because I'm a scary woman that can't catch a break in that part of my life. Fuck. This is embarrassing, crying on my podcast. I haven't cried for a long time on any podcast, so I'm about due. I definitely need to stop looking for people, because when I do, I get too excited and I always get disappointed. I thought this last one was perfect and then something stupid happened and it wasn't even either of our faults, and then he just shoved me away. So anyway, this is a devastating start to your Monday. I'm sorry. I can't keep it together. I can't keep it together. And I could just send the episode with no intro, but fuck it. This is my podcast. I'm honest about everything. And I'm sad right now. Tomorrow I'll be fine. Tomorrow I'll be better. I'm just so tired of being disappointed. Anyway. This is so tragic that it's funny. Your guest this week is one of my favorite friends. He's probably listening to this right now being like, you are a hot mess. My guest this week is one of my favorite friends, Darcy Michael, comedian from Vancouver. Star of his own new television show that will be coming out on CTV soon. He's been in lots of television shows, lots of movies, but he's always one of my favorite people because he's just so fun. He's just laid back and he likes to get high. And I had so much fun doing this podcast. So trust me, after that little cry outburst, I'm fine. I'll be fine. A girl's just got to cry. And I'm sorry I cried to you. But now you're going to listen to the podcast, which was so fucking fun. It was like one of the most fun ones we've done, probably because we were super baked. But also, Darcy just makes me laugh and he just brings out the funny in me. I love touring with him. I love working with him. You guys are going to enjoy this episode, I promise. Thank you so much for listening. This weekend, I will be headlining at the Vancouver Yuck Yucks. And that's the start of my big summer-long touring all over the place. I just found out I have a really exciting show, but I probably will announce it next week. I don't know. But it's a hint. It's in Calgary. It's not the weekend that I'm headlining, but it's a very special show that's in Calgary. So Calgary people get excited. And yeah, Vancouver this weekend, then a little bit of a weekend off. And then I could do the Calgary Yuck Yucks, Edmonton Yuck Yucks, Toronto Downtown Yuck Yucks, Muskoka, and Ottawa. I believe North Bay as well. It's all coming together. It's going to be a fun summer. August, I've got some shit. I'll be in Winnipeg at the Odd Block Comedy Festival. So this summer is going to be great. Fuck disappointment. It's going to be fun. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Kathleen_McGee. Like me on Facebook, Kathleen McGee. As always, thank you for actually listening to this podcast. I love feedback. Tell me you like it. Tweet about it. You're all my friends. Thank you so much. Enjoy this episode. It's much more exciting and happy than this intro. Better than most dudes that come on this podcast with holding the microphone.
Yeah, it's almost natural, right?
It's like guys are scared. Like, straight guys are scared.
I'm fighting the urge to just put it all in my mouth right now.
Could you?
This? Yeah, yeah, for sure. But
this is nothing.
I also know how many male comics have already touched this microphone. So the germophobia in me takes over the gay in me. It's like, no, too much. I am already going to have to bleach my teeth after this. Sorry.
You could do this whole microphone, do you think?
Oh, yeah, no, I totally could.
Not the whole thing.
Well, not the cord.
No, but all the way to the base?
To the base?
Shut your mouth. Could.
No, well, I wouldn't be able to if I shut my mouth.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know, maybe not the top part. If I started at the, yeah.
I can't do it. That's a lot.
It's all in who's holding the microphone, if you know what I mean. Like, does that make sense?
It does.
I got a little too stoned, I think.
No, you're not too stoned. We're perfect. We're perfect right now. We're perfect. We're already talking about blowjobs. I love it. You know that I recently started watching, I think I told you I started watching gay male porn.
That's so weird to me.
You know why I did, though?
Why?
Because I was talking to a girlfriend. And I was like, I'm tired of listening to women during sex. Like, I'm not, that doesn't turn me on. Like,
and you think gay male porn is better because of
listen
that?
Though, but listen though. So are my friend like, said,
like,
God, you're ruining this podcast.
The fuck out of me. Don't be such a homophobe, Laika. People are allowed to Laika what they want.
<You're> You see what so I did funny. There?
That was so dumb.
So far, this
that
is
the level
greatest
of
ever.
Comedy I'm throwing down today.
That's
dog
fine.
Name puns.
Dog name puns.
It is Laika, though, right?
Is it is Laika, okay. Yeah. Laika.
Okay.
Stop being a bitch.
Oh, you're a good girl. Oh.
What is your problem? Anyway.
Oh, maybe it's the smoke.
No.
Okay.
She's just a bitch. But yeah. like a literal, she literally is a bitch. And she can bellow bitchy. But she's an old lady. She's protecting her house. That's what Laika does.
Yeah, I
she's
like
a
it.
She's the sweetest dog ever. Oh, yeah. Well, I was talking
gay
about
porn.
Gay porn. So
are you into like, because there's two types of gay porn. There's like the homemade gay porn or the professional quality gay porn. Like, and people are usually either into
I like
one
professional
or the,
quality, yeah, see, but I do like for heterosexual sex. I like
amateurs. Stuff? Yeah.
But like, but my thing is, I like big hairy dudes, right?
This is making me really uncomfortable.
You're not even big though.
I'm so big.
You're not big. You're not like a lumberjack.
Oh, like
big.
You mean you want taller? I see. So now I'm just a short, fat, hairy dude.
Yeah,
I get it.
That's all you are to me, Darcy.
That's the That's all I am to anybody. That's the reality check of my life. Still short.
But I started watching gay male porn, and I was like, first of all, it's really hot because two guys, the sounds of two guys, because a lot of straight guys don't make any noise during sex, and it drives me fucking bananas.
That's funny.
They don't make any noise. And I'm like, I don't know what their problem is, but it isn't. Any girl I ask, I'm like, do you like a guy that's completely silent in the bedroom? And they're like, no, it creeps me out. But all straight guys are.
Yeah, I guess most of the straight guys that I've been with have been pretty quiet too, but it's usually because their wife's in the next room.
That's the other one that I like, when they take a straight guy and they make him gay. Yeah. Like, I'm going to fucking kill you. Okay.
This is awesome. She's on a fucking rant.
She gets really busy.
She wants you to change the subject.
All right, I'm sorry.
I'm kidding. I was trying to think of a good one that you would like then. Check Hunter?
Check Hunter.
Do you know it? Like, check is in, like, CZ. Like,
really?
Check Hunter. Check it out.
But I'm not into Eastern European men.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like that accent. I like British and like Australian and Irish and stuff like
You're
that.
You're racist.
Not racist. My ear is.
I always say I'm not racist, but my dick is. Because like everyone has a type and I like specific
It's
dudes,
true.
And,
it's true.
And it,
but
like,
that doesn't make you racist.
No, exactly. It makes my dick racist. My dick is not an equal opportunity employer.
Like,
no. If I was its HR, he would have been fired a long time ago.
I
should not have gotten this stoned.
Yes, you should have.
I just dropped my kid off at baseball.
I know.
It's a Monday.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. I was stoned.
It's true, though. Like, you think that he's just kidding, but you have a kid that's going to be 18 soon.
Yeah, she graduated high school in a month. We just got her dress in the mail.
What does it look like?
It's like she's like goth, so it's whatever. It's cute. She looks beautiful.
It's bright pink?
No, it's like black and lacy, and but really thick and really like intricate detail. We bought it from
you.
Japan.
Just described my perfect dick.
Yeah. Black and lacy.
and thick.
Oh my God.
Lacy for fun.
But we
just
because
he calls his dick lacy.
Oh,
this is Lacy
God.
Chabert.
This is a party of five.
It is now, yeah. But he only has four fingers. So she is the fifth member.
Oh my God.
Niv Campbell's the middle finger because she had the most attitude.
I
think Scott Wolf would be
the thumb.
Because
he's useless. Who was the main, the older brother?
Fox. What was his name? The guy from Lost.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yes.
Oh, see, I never watched Party of Five, so I didn't.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I was 90210 right through and through.
And then his asshole is Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh my God.
Holy fuck.
I thought you would have said the balls because his balls would be saggy like her boobs.
Yeah, do you know that Jennifer Love Hewitt dated Jamie Kennedy, a comedian?
Yeah, she used to tour with him in
Edmonton.
Yeah,
and he would use her to sell merch. He would be like, now you can go buy my shirt from Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh my God.
And people were like, yay!
That must have been a peak moment for her. From like,
for her?
Well, she had that other show, right?
She was in Ghost Whisperer. I feel she's way more successful than him.
Oh, for sure. I was being sarcastic as fuck. Jesus. I'm the one that had too much weed.
Ooh, no one had too much weed here.
Yeah, that's true.
Just the right amount.
That's true. I'm going to slowly be taking my clothes off as we're sitting in the sun here, by the way.
It's so beautiful. Me. We're in Vancouver, and it is nice, like, I think it's like 18 or 20 today.
What are you, a weather person? No one gives a fuck about this.
Yes, they do.
I'm just...
Have you ever done the weather?
What do you mean?
Like on television.
No, I would never.
Whenever I do morning television, I'm always like, I need to also do the weather.
Hilarious.
I've done the weather quite a few
times. I would screw up in front of the green screen. I think like watching myself in reverse would really screw me up.
I wore a penguin sweater that was green.
Oh my God.
So that you could only see my head in this penguin floating around. And I was like, you guys, the weather penguin is here. He's in southern Alberta. He's in northern Alberta.
That's really funny.
That's my thing. I love asking to be, if I do morning television, maybe even radio, I'd be like, I want to read the weather.
Yeah, I don't think I would. Well, I would do it.
For fun.
I'm a Canadian comedian. I'll do whatever I can to get on air.
What do I got to do to get you to love me, Mama and Mama's Canada? I feel like it all the time. You're going to be, can we talk about your thingy that's coming up?
What thingy? Oh, the show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we can talk about it. There's not really much. It's at such a boring stage right now. That,
yeah.
That's why I'm like, what thing? Like, do I have something? I have a show that we're developing with CTV called Darcy, but we're going to call it Darcy.
For real?
Yeah, no, I wish. I keep Darcy. No one at the network laughs at it anytime.
Oh,
I'm like,
God, that's so
do you
funny.
Mean Darcy? Because it's always weird when we're in the middle of meetings and we're talking about something to do with Darcy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, are we talking about the show or me? And so it's like, if we can have a something to decipher the two, but no one's on board. I'm the only one that's like, have you read the latest version of Darcy? And they're like, no, we haven't.
We do not agree with your humor. We don't know why we've hired you all of a sudden.
It's a weird process, but we have a couple new writers coming on board, and we're just we're like two or three scripts into this first chunk of things.
Cool.
Yeah, it's fun. I just really want to like get past this part so we can get to like making it
to the rap party where you get to get fucking wasted.
Yeah, because I don't think I would like. I think when it comes down to it, I'll be so busy I'm not going to be able to until the rap party, and then I will be hospitalized. I imagine.
Alcohol. You drink? Yeah, you drink.
I do. Yeah, usually a lot when I do, so I don't often.
Oh,
see,
that's me, but I do often. You know me.
Yeah, it's true. I used to, like, when my best friend lived in town, we would go two or three nights a week and rip it up. But now that he's gone, I really only will, when I see him or when I'm at, like, a festival or something, then I'll drink. But, like, at home, we never, like, for Jer and I to sit and have a drink. I think we'd both just rather take a rip on the bong. And
yeah. It is, like, I think it is who you keep your time with.
Yeah,
because,
and it's also just, like, I'm 36, and now, like, a hangover can last 3 fucking days.
That's my problem. I don't get hangovers.
Oh, really?
Ever.
How old are you?
35.
35.
Everyone's like, oh, you're going to get them one day, and I'm
are
waiting.
Are you sure you just don't constantly feel like shit to the point that you just don't know you're hungover?
I'm like, I'm
like,
drunk right now.
Yeah, like, what's the Wayne's World joke about, I thought I had mono, but it turns out I was just really bored.
Yes.
Like, you could be like, you know, I never thought I had hangovers. It turned out
I was drunk.
A 30-year hangover.
I'm
yeah.
30. Oh, so what? So it feels like you're flying as a regular human?
Yeah.
Is this what feeling alive feels like?
Yeah, it's weird, right?
It doesn't, I don't squeak when I move.
Yeah. Like, I can digest things normally.
Oh, my God. I can kind of digest things.
I can as long as I eat well, but the rest of the time. It's
but
like,
you're celiac?
Yeah, I'm celiac.
You're celiac. You're not one of those. I'm a gluten-free.
Oh, my God.
Watch out. Don't put any flour near me.
I even knew what gluten was. Like, it was, like, it's been, I'm going on 9 years.
You've always been a shitty person.
I've always been a shitty person. My favorite part is how much you liked that joke.
I was laughing before I said it because I knew it was coming.
That's true. But I also had my gallbladder taken out last year.
I've had that done.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
Now, like, I don't, like, I look at a steak and I shit my pants. Like, that's just how
it is. Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah. Like, red meat.
That's
and
from
fried
gallbladder?
Food. Oh, yeah. Then
why did we get them removed?
Well, because we had too much red meat and fried shit beforehand, and our gallbladder's like, you know what? I'm out. Like,
God damn you, gallbladder.
Yeah.
Why can't the gallbladder be stronger, like a gobstopper?
Oh, my God.
This is my my favorite episode.
Oh my god, it's so dumb. In a good way.
In a good way.
How old were you when you had your gallbladder?
24.
Oh my god, did you have like crazy stones?
Yeah, I was a very overweight person at one point in my life.
Oh really?
Yeah, so I lost a lot of weight.
Oh, I didn't know you then.
No, I you guess. Did not. Now I'm just fat. Yeah, not obese. I'm just fat. Well,
did you know me?
Yeah, I did. You've lost a ton of weight.
Not a ton. I'm almost there, though.
You've lost a lot of weight.
I lost a lot of weight, but I gained a lot back. Like, I lost 140, and then I put on 40. I think losing and gaining weight, because I really zigzagged.
Yeah.
That's what fucked my gallbladder.
I've done that. Yeah, that was like me. I was up and then down and up and
it's
down.
It's the worst.
And then you get these gallbladder attacks and they're fucking painful.
Oh my god. I was sick for like a week in and out of the hospital, and then Jer, my husband, and Grace and I were supposed to go to my parents in Palm Springs, and they dropped me off on my birthday at the hospital, and then went and caught their flight to Palm Springs.
Ah!
I had my gallbladder taken out, and he flew home 2 days later and picked me up at the hospital and took me home.
That's fucking hilarious.
It was like, you know, like,
what are you gonna do?
Canceling the flights last minute, it would have cost us a fortune. And I was just, you know, in a morphine state at the hospital, so I didn't notice.
Yeah, if you were drugged out, who gives a fuck?
No, exactly.
You don't want to see people anyway.
It's been so hard to lose weight since I got, apparently my gallbladder did a lot of work for me before.
Fuck. I know, I'm like, I have like, I don't like being like, well, it's a thyroid condition, but I do have thyroid issues. Like, I take medication for it and it sucks. But like, if I don't take medication, then I'll be like, I feel like I'm going to die.
At least you have an excuse, though. Like, I gain weight because I like to lay and stare.
Well, let's be honest. I like to do those things, too.
All I did this weekend, it rained for 2 days. Mm-hmm. Jer and I laid on the couch, finished Netflix, and ate everything in the house. Like, that was it. I was eating Parmesan cheese.
No, you weren't.
We bought a huge brick of it, and I was just biting off the brick.
You were not. Not like that lady in the Walmart parking lot eating. Have you seen that picture of this lady eating a Costco-sized brick of cheese?
No.
So we've got to do some research and try and find this picture for you. She's just, like, sitting. She's a... And I'm sorry, it's funny. She's a very large woman.
No.
And she's sitting there, and she's just, like... It looks like she's eating, like, a... I don't know if it's like an ice cream, but you look closer, it's a brick of fucking cheese, and she's just like eating it like a fucking apple.
I'm lactose intolerant. Like, even that. Oh, yeah, no, it totally. Even the Parm, it's been killing me today. Anyway, what am I fucking talking about? Why am I? What are we doing?
You've entered the Kathleen zone.
I feel like this is the most realistic. Like, if anyone listened to us backstage, this isn't any different to how you and I would just
perfect.
Talk to
That's
each
what
other.
I want my podcast to be. Is
oh
that
my
the
God, is that the brick of cheese?
Brick of cheese lady.
Oh, see, that just makes me
it,
so
it
sad.
It also makes me sad, and I sound like a bitch for it, but it is kind of like good. It's just a statement of how shitty it can be.
Oh, my God. That's the thing that's crazy. Like, when I went on this cruise I was telling you guys about beforehand, and it, like, I have, like, I'm a short, fat, hairy, gay guy. Mm-hmm. I have body issues. I've never felt sexier in my life than being stuck on a boat with 2,800 overweight Americans. I was like, I'm a god here.
Yeah. They say something like that. They're like, couldn't believe, like, I don't know. He went to Buffalo and he's a sexy man or something.
Yeah. I don't know who it is. There's probably 700 road comics that have that. Maybe it was me. I don't know.
I don't
That's
know.
The problem with me is I always have to have my notebook. Otherwise, if I say something, like, I forget it instantly.
You're like the comic that always is like, I'm only doing 20 minutes. Like, why do more?
Oh, because I don't like it. I hate, as an audience, I get bored after like 20, 25 minutes of someone. And because, like, I appreciate great comedy and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I have the worst stage fright. And whenever I'm on stage, I always feel like the audience
I
is
didn't know you
like,
had stage fright.
Oh, yeah. I hate going up on stage.
Then
like,
why
I
did
get
you get
so
into
nervous.
Comedy?
Because I'm really good, Kathleen. What else is there?
Well, bless this Lord above us for bringing Darcy down to
I'm
us.
I'm a gift. I'm a
this
gift
comedy
to the
gift.
People. Like, and I'm sacrificing my own internal self-health just to give the people what they want.
What they need.
What they don't know they want or need.
Yeah, that's true. No, but they get
no,
it.
I don't know. I think I got into it because I always liked acting. But I was always nervous for that, too. But I think if you're not nervous, then why are you doing it? Like, you're not,
yeah.
You know, like, I figure I'll stop doing it when I stop getting nervous.
I don't get nervous at club shows and like ones I'm like, but it's just regular weekend. But if it's like a big crowd or a pressure show, then I get nervous.
Well, like you and I have both opened for Russell.
Yeah.
What's the biggest crowd you did for him?
For him, 5,000.
Okay.
You've done stadiums.
Yeah. And
you
like,
lucky bitch.
It's like 20,000 people.
Are you for fucking real?
It's crazy. But I've never ever gotten on my hands and knees and prayed before in my life.
Really?
And the first time I played Rogers Arena, I got down on my hands and knees and prayed to whoever the fuck wanted to listen to please not let me fail. I was like, please, if there is like an entertainment god and he's not terribly busy right now, there's a lonely little gay man in the referee's dressing room at Rogers Arena that could use a little boost of confidence, you know? Like, I could use a little something, but that whole, like, you've done, you know, that whole crew.
Yeah, they're all awesome.
They're amazing guys. And just like his brother introduces everyone like they're, you know, God's gift to the world.
Yeah.
And so instantly the audience is on your side. Like when I did Rogers, they were like, your hometown boy. And like the whole place went crazy. Yeah. And I was like, all right. And like, I just made a riff off the top about like how I took the SkyTrain there and everyone really liked that.
They bowed down.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. Christ, there's
someone doing their laundry. There's either a witch being killed next door or somebody's pulling in their laundry.
Anyways.
Does your stage fright go away when you're on stage? Because if I ever have it, it's as soon as I get a laugh that I'm like, it's just regular.
Then you're just into the groove. But I also always just want to get off stage.
Yeah.
I think 20 minutes is the perfect amount of time.
Yeah.
If you can't get what you're trying to say across in 20 minutes, then write a book.
Yeah.
But I'll do it. I did the mix last Tuesday. I haven't done a Tuesday night there in forever. And I was closing and they're like 25 minutes. And I was like 25 minutes on a Tuesday? Like what the fuck? I thought I was going to be doing like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I got off stage at 32 minutes and I was like, okay, well, apparently I'm the asshole.
It's a weird, but you're fun to tour with because, well, you insult me, but you also try to get me laid.
What's that?
You insult me, but you also try and get me late when you do the thing before the show. When you come in, Kathleen's looking for them. Everyone's
I forgot about that.
I loved it. I loved every night you did it. It was amazing.
We haven't worked together in,
I think, since then, even
I
maybe.
I was going to say 3 or 4 years because I left Yux 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
It's weird how that whole thing, like your whole, can like the people that you see all the time just instantly changes.
Yeah.
Because if I don't see you at like an independent room or a festival,
we never see each other.
No.
Yeah. It's true. Stupid. Sometimes there's people that you like, the people I came up with, I never see them anymore, barely ever. But I like, it's
me
just,
neither,
because you know?
Mine all went on to be successful. and I stayed in Ladner.
You stayed in Ladner and you're getting your own TV show, so that's not bad.
Yeah, it's all right. I'll take what I can get.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking good. That's pretty fucking good. Can we talk about Sally Field?
Oh, she was my favorite in Steel Magnolias.
No.
you mean my dead Basset Hound?
Yeah, can we talk about your dead Basset Hound, Sally?
Talk about my dead Basset.
When you posted that, I literally started to bawl my eyes out.
It was the hardest thing.
Because it was like, I was like, was she old?
No, she was young. She was 18 months. And we'd only had her for 5. And we had to put her down, but it took us 4 days to do that post. We didn't tell people for 4 days because
it was
like
heartbreaking.
Oh, yeah. She was very, very popular on the internet. Like Instagram to this day. The other night I went through and deleted a bunch of pictures of her because people were still commenting on it.
Hey,
and I was like,
hard.
Oh God, I don't want to see any pictures of her right
now.
But whatever. I still have like a shrine to her in my office at home. And, we adopted this rescue. Her name was Sally. She was a Basset Hound. She was, I guess, 13 months when we got her. And she had been really badly abused, and she was going to be put down. She was, so we adopted her knowing that she was going to have
Why was she going to be put down?
Because she was really aggressive.
Oh, okay.
Like, when they first seized her, she was deemed unapproachable for 3 weeks. That's why I connected, because I'm pretty antisocial. I was like, I get that.
Aww.
Like, let's sit in a room but not be with each other, you know?
Neither of us are here.
Yeah. and then we got her, and she was like, it was a full-time job. I literally stopped touring to be at home and train this dog. And it was insane. Like, I have... We figure she bit me like over 35 times, like
broke skin.
Yeah, yeah. Like she was very afraid, and so we were working with two different trainers and a really good vet, and I was determined because I grew up with Basset Hounds. They're the friendliest dogs.
Yeah,
in the
world. Yeah. I have a friend who has one.
But she was awful. She was also super racist. She was clearly owned by an Asian family that abused her because it was the only thing she'd react to out on the street. She'd go crazy anytime. She'd either like be really afraid or like go to attack.
Oh my God.
And it'd be awful. I'd always feel bad because she'd be attacking, like going after this Asian family. And then a white lady walks by and Sally's like on her back being like, love me, whitey.
For real?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And we got her from Edmonton. And so I just always would say to people, I'm like, I'm sorry, she's not racist, she's from Alberta. But like, yeah, my dad and I flew to Edmonton and picked her up, rented a car, and drove home. But anyways, long story short, it was getting worse and worse, and she actually attacked someone on the street. And we had to put her down, and it was it's the hardest thing in the world, you know, like, especially because we live in a small town, and so she was really well known. And so you're constantly having to tell people the whole story every time you walk down the street. It got to the point that, like, 5 days after she died, the woman at the McDonald's drive-thru was like, where's Sally Field? And as I'm pulling away with my coffee, I'm just like over my shoulder, dead, like, I don't got time to get into this, you know. And like, people that don't have pets do not understand the heartbreak. Like, I almost want to just like take one of their kids, drop it off a bridge, and be like, do you get me now?
Yeah,
do you get how hard it is?
I know, I've heard that so many times, like, oh, it's just a dog, it's just a cat. I'm like, no, I've had so
you're
many
dead
pets
inside if you're like that.
I remember when we put down my my dog Jordy's, this big German Shepherd mix, I like literally spooned him while they put him down.
Oh, yeah.
And I like cried on the floor for half an hour, and just like, it's just like, but I wish we could do that to people that we love too.
Oh yeah.
Not that I'm saying I want to murder people.
This took a turn.
But if somebody,
Dark Kathleen has come out. No, I get what you mean.
If I got 100%. Terminal cancer, I put my mom on. Like, I want somebody to kill me.
Oh yeah, no.
I don't want
to
waste
just
away.
Have the choice to go with the dignity. Yeah. We always say that, like, put the cat out of its misery if it's sick, and, you know, like, put the dog out of its misery. And I'll tell you though, like, putting Sally down gave me so much power over my kid. Anytime she misbehaves, I'm like, listen, I've already killed the one thing I love.
Oh my God, you're such an asshole.
Like, don't push your fucking buttons.
Oh, you're hilarious.
We've got a bad track record in our house
for pets. But you have cats.
I think we're 2 for 7. In the 14 or 15 years Jared and I have been together. Yeah, one of our cats.
Do you not feed them?
No. One time I think I overfed. Our hamster, Chip. He died when I fed him too big of a pom-pom or a from leaf.
Oh,
he liked to take leaves and like make little houses. He was psycho. He would escape the cage, run to the cat's food dish and fill his cheeks with their food and then go back.
That's so
cute.
And
my two fat cats would just sit there and watch him. I'm like, you fucking bitches, it's a rodent. Anyways, so he died. The cat Aretha fell off the balcony. She couldn't get no respect.
Shut up.
She really did fall off the balcony.
Oh, wow.
Her and our other cat chewed through the screen and were jumping from windowsill to windowsill, and Aretha couldn't jump. That's so mean that I'm laughing.
Aretha couldn't jump.
She couldn't, no.
That's the name of your autobiography, right?
Yeah, yeah, Aretha couldn't jump. Oh my God.
Oh, but yeah, this guy, I've gone through an animal Facebook kind of story, but it was only 24 hours when I found that bunny.
Oh, right.
In the snow in Nanaimo. Yeah. And then I like snuck it on the bus and it slept in my boobs. And then I tried to save it, but like an hour, like 18 hours later, it died. And I was like, I was holding it on my chest in the bus ride. And I was like, I've never wanted to be a mom before.
Oh, yeah.
But oh my God, is this what it feels like to be a mom? And this was a little tiny bunny. And then it died like really soon after. So I was like, no, I should not be doing this.
No,
I shouldn't be looking into this at all.
That's how I felt after Sally. I was like, we can't have a dog again. Like, cats are one thing, but dogs, I can't have that responsibility ever again.
You could have a dog again. That's don't deprive a dog of a nice home just because you're a chicken shit.
I totally am. But it's also just, like, selfishly, I'm like, I don't know where I'm going to be a year from now.
It's true. Like, that's why I want to adopt a cat, but I'm just like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Cats are fine, though. They'd prefer if you weren't home.
That is true. But, I mean, like, just, yeah, I guess so. Maybe I should go drop the cat, like, right
now.
This
got super depressing since you brought up my dead dog.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Eventually, I think I'm going to do a set about just, like, the process of putting your dog down and stuff. Because it's really fascinating.
You could get a TED Talks.
Oh, my God. I lost that would 140 be a pounds. I'm like, if that's not going to get me a TED Talk.
That'll get you a TED Talk.
I did a joke the other week about how I was doing a TED Talk next week on confidence. As long as people showed up.
Cute.
So dumb. I did it, and then the audience said, jokes please laughed, and then I berated them for
laughing
at such shitty jokes.
That's so funny. How are you touring at all anymore? Do you still want to do stand-up? Or
oh, yeah. No, I just did an album that was released three weeks ago. It's,
what's it called again?
Family High.
Family High. Yeah. Yes, I love it. I love the cover and everything.
The cover is fantastic. I was so excited that it turned out. And it hit number one on iTunes.
That's very exciting.
I was stoked about that. So I did that, and then now I'm just trying to write as much as I can while I'm, because I just decided to be home because of this dog this year.
Yeah.
And so I hadn't really planned anything. So I've got a couple gigs. Like, I'm going to Calgary at the end of August, and I'm doing Just for Laughs in July. But I'm, because of,
I got a couple Just for Laughs in July.
oh my God, do you hear that clicking?
What is she doing? Oh yeah,
like
she's trying to eat the bee.
Her jaw.
She's a snapping turtle.
That's hilarious.
She's a snapping turtle lab.
There was a lab on my walk at the beach today that was, every time it would dig, it would bark nonstop while digging. Like, look what I'm doing. it was great. Well,
you're going to do Just for Laughs this summer?
Yeah.
Exciting.
It will be. It'll be, I'm excited to go back. I think it helps that I have a show with the network that produces
the television part of the festival because
that helps. So
that definitely helps. There is always a reason why people bring you in. It's not just only because you're funny, even with any festival. You know what
for
I mean?
For sure. No, there's always, the nepotism is alive and well in every industry, including, and if not mostly, with stand-up. The rest of the time I'm just writing and, like, being at home. I call it semi-retirement because I've never been home this long.
Yeah.
I've been home since basically October.
What is a day in the life of Darcy Michael?
I don't know if I want to tell, because if my husband hears this, I'm divorced.
Can you just please listen right now? Stop listening right now, Darcy's husband.
Jeremy. Go and play baseball on your stupid PlayStation. That's all
you guys are totally married.
His favorite thing Saturday morning is to sneak out of bed before I'm up so he can have like a few hours of playing video games before I'm like, let's do things. Because by the time Saturday rolls around, I'm like,
you want something to do?
I
want to
do shit.
Okay, yeah. So what is a day in the
life
of
Darcy? I can't sleep in. So I'm usually up by like 7 or 8.
I'm up by 9 all the time, no matter what.
Oh my God. 9 would be a dream if I could sleep. It used to be Carl, my best friend, would call me every day at 6:30 in the morning. Our time, 9:30 Toronto time. And so I just got used to getting up. So usually like between like a nice gentle morning, 7:30, I'm like, oh my God, half the day is gone.
Yeah.
And then I drink a pot of coffee, and 3 hours later, I'm like, okay, like I've sat in the sun on the garden and checked my computer and just done fuck all. And then I usually go to the gym or I go play tennis. I live a
Who
house.
Who do you play tennis with?
There's a club.
You have like member like.
Yeah, we have like a membership at a tennis club.
So you can just go and be like, "Yo, who wants to play tennis
there's
with me?"
Singles like matches and stuff. But sometimes I'll just. I really like to go and put a podcast in my headphones and hit the ball against the wall for like an hour and a half.
Yeah,
because it's super chill. But you're still working out. And then I go home and start like planning what we're gonna have for dinner.
So
like,
you look in the phone book a little bit.
No way! I love cooking.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Because we're out in like farm country, you go to the butcher.
Yeah.
You
go, oh, Jesus. Shut up! Oh my God.
It's like every time we get boring, the dog just goes.
Well, it's only because Rocky's here. Rocky has now joined us. We're gonna do this. I don't edit, so that is going in. So whatever Laika just said, I hope she wants the rest of the world to know, because it is going out there.
That's funny.
It's okay. What? So.
And then I'll go to like the butcher and get the meat.
Part of a book club?
No, God, okay. No. But I live a housewife life. Like I fucking love it. Like going for it, like going to the salon and getting a little petty and a mani. And then, like,
me too. I love a petty and a mani.
But the thing is, like, Jer and Grace and I share calendars on our iPhones, so we all know, because we're all so busy.
Oh, yeah, I just learned how to do that with someone.
Yeah, so, and it's really great, but I use my phone calendar, like, schedule every minute. Like, if I'm writing in the morning, then, like, from 9 a.m. to 12, it's, like, writing and what I'm writing or whatever. But whenever I'm doing things like going to Rec Beach to, like, smoke weed with Dustin all day and...
Do you go get naked?
No.
But I go and get naked.
I'm just not...
Do you know what my favorite is? Tops only.
Tops only? What do you mean? Oh, like when dudes wear... Oh, for you?
Yeah, just walk around with my vagina hanging out.
Oh, see, I just don't think anyone needs to...
But my breasts modestly covered. Who doesn't want to see a plump, pantsless lady walking around? Like, who?
You are literally talking to the one dude that can honestly say, I don't.
Exactly.
I don't want to see
that.
You
don't want to see. And most
men
don't.
Unless you're using it to, like, soak up some of the sand off my towel. Put your
it's pants like a little
on.
Vacuum.
Yeah, like a little
you got some
sponge.
Sand on your blanket. Well, here's my vagina.
I don't go naked because it typically is the people that shouldn't be naked are.
But don't you feel weird not?
No, I like Rec
down there.
I like Rec just for the whole philosophy of it. And the location is amazing. To be on a beach in Vancouver and not see or hear anything
amazing.
The city, that is magic. And then to be down there with people that just have like a peaceful, wicked vibe about them.
Mostly high on mushrooms, which is great.
Like, and that's just it. So, but I go 3 or 4 times a week. Like, I'll go for a couple hours or like the whole day. But because of sharing this calendar, it's code. I have to put codes in because I don't want Jared. Like, Jared will call me on his lunch break and I'm hiding the sound of the beach. Because it's like, I have a meeting with my agent today. Like, it's in the calendar.
You're
right?
You're such a
like,
slut.
It's true, though, because he works like 70 hours a week. Oh, and God. I don't want him to wise up and be like, get a real job, hippie.
Yeah, why would you?
I couldn't. I couldn't imagine.
I can't imagine you someone trying to tell you what to do, and then you're like, nah.
I had 30 jobs before stand-up because I was fired from so many people.
That's why you got into stand-up. It's the only option for you.
Yeah, pretty much. No, I worked for myself before I got stand-up. I did interior, like, house staging.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you still have... What would you change about my bedroom, which I just moved the bed?
I'd probably get rid of all the tarps. I just don't get it.
Listen, I don't like to clean up a lot.
Yeah. There's a lot of squeegees in there. What's that about?
I'm a clean person. All right? There is cum on my mirror, I think.
I went to the store the other day with cum on the back of my ear.
I went to a Tim Hortons once. I had it in my hair.
But that's the same store that I've gone to in my slippers.
Did they see it?
No.
Was it like something about Mary and you're like, oh, hair gel?
No. I got home and I was like looking in the mirror. I was like, what's on my ear?
That's amazing.
Like, oh, that's...
That's just something that men don't usually have to deal with.
Yeah, unless they're a shooter. Some dudes can like get themselves when they're not even in the same room.
Sarah and I were, my friend Sarah is listening to all this. She's sitting here, but she
creepily
and I were talking creepily. She's getting a private show of 2 of Canada's best on a deck.
Which show? When's that one?
Right now. But we were saying, I was like, listen, I swallow because I'm lazy and I don't like to clean.
I don't have the points on my calorie counter.
There's no calories in that shit. But this is what I say is I was like, can you tell me if you're like a blower or just like a blipper? Because if you're a blower,
I
don't want it.
I used to do a bit about how I had stoner cum. Because whenever I climax, it's just like, they're like, just send one. Like, and then it was just bloop,
like,
bloop. Yeah, that was the first thing that never made it to air with Just for Laughs.
That's
every
hilarious.
Year that I do Just for
That's
Laughs,
hilarious.
I try and sneak in jokes that they've not aired the year before. So like this year's taping is an amalgamation of 4 other tapings of jokes they've taken out because that joke is fucking good.
That is a funny
just
joke.
Send one.
That's really funny.
I don't know why they're like Jewy stoners because I'm not Jewish, but whatever.
But it's disappointing though when it. it's just a little bit of cum, then you feel like, well, wasn't that into me?
I never really care. I'm usually gone before they come. I'm already in my car lighting a cigarette. I'm kidding. I've been married for way too long. I don't remember what it's like to have a man in the room.
And not know who he is?
No, I just mean just having anyone there. It's a lot of jerking off alone when you're married.
Is it really?
Yeah, well, no.
What is
Jeremy?
It like to be married?
I'm kidding.
All of my friends are married and they're like, oh, they don't get sex anymore. And so I'm like, woo, I'd love to get married. Like,
it's weird. It, like, yeah, you have sex when you want it or when you need it. But sometimes it's just like,
when you need it? What are you, a fucking scientific experiment? Go? Like, what are you
talking? There's a science.
I need sex. I must have it now.
I think for both, there's a scientific reason for why we need to ejaculate. Are you a shooter? You look like a gusher. Like I can. Yeah, like
if I want to.
I have a feeling you could hit a target.
Oh, yeah, for sure. If I want to. It's not automatic.
If only your wedding ring finger had the same kind of powers.
Fuck, I know.
I'm just kidding.
No, truly. I've never been engaged.
So mean.
No, but it's true.
What
I'm like,
those questions I used to ask the audience.
Oh, yeah, you asked.
Okay, so this is background. When Kathleen, I think it was when
was
you opened for me.
Yeah,
yeah.
In Calgary.
And I decided I was going to find you a man.
Yeah, because
I had all the men in the audience stand up, single or married, and I was like, I've got Kathleen's list
criteria.
Of her criteria. And so I was like, I'll tell you to sit down if you don't meet the criteria. And I was like, question one, if you're single, please sit down. So it was like instantly like sit down. And then it was question two, if you're employed, please sit down. And then I'll sit down. And then it was like question three, like if you've never been in jail, please sit down. And there'd always be
one married,
unemployed dude with a record standing up. And I'm like, Kathleen, like,
and I would go and blow him. Just
that
kidding.
Was so fucking.
It was
you
so
are
much
a
fun.
Good sport to just have someone like
listen
rip you like that.
I don't get offended. Like I mean I can be sensitive about some things, but I know when it's for a laugh or for a joke that's good, I'm totally into it. I don't even care. And I loved when you did that. That was so much fun.
I forgot about that. God, I
and
used to
a bunch
have...
of guys will come up and be like, I didn't meet the full criteria.
Yeah,
like
I probably
you, I think you probably did get me laid that weekend.
Probably.
But
that's so funny. That was at the Calgary Yucks at the casino one, right?
Yep.
I missed that room. That was a good room.
Yeah.
It still is, I'm sure. But, well, I'm not there.
It's good. It's probably the best Yuck Yucks in Canada, I would say. That's or one of the top ones. Just because the main reason is because the owners.
They're fantastic.
Are fucking amazing.
Yeah. And the manager.
And the manager, but they care about the comics and they know that we're not making tons of money. They know that we don't have money to spend $100 on a cab ride from the airport. Like, they're very awesome. Like, the nicest people ever. And it really gives Calgarians good shows. Because if you have a comic in a bad mood, they're going to be like, fuck this shit. I'm not even doing my, fuck this.
Alberta audiences are really easy, though.
Easy?
I think so. They know, you know what they want, and it's easy to give them a good show.
Yeah.
And they're all just, you know, back when I haven't been to Calgary in a year, so I'm going there in August, but the last few times I've been, it's like, they all had so much money. They were like, whatever, we're happy regardless of what you do.
Yeah, that's not so much the case
anymore. Yeah, it might be a little more
that's
hard.
That's changed a little bit for a few reasons. But I don't know. Alberta is like, I don't think that it's easy. I mean, like... Yes, they will laugh at certain things.
Do you not think Vancouver audiences are harder?
No, I don't subscribe to that. Like, I don't. The only reason I think they're a little harder is because they're all young and offended by everything.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, that's,
maybe that. Yeah. Then yes, maybe. But like, when I moved here, I had two different comics tell me that I was going to have to like really tone it down. That audiences here don't like dirty. And I'm like, well, why don't they like dirty? Well, it's just not something we do here. And I'm like, well, then I'm going to do it here. And they're going to love it because they're going to be like, where'd this come from? And I think I fit in in Vancouver. Like,
I think it's just owning your act, too.
But yeah.
I think Vancouver makes you tighten the shit.
Totally. That's why I like being out here.
Yeah. Oh, I do, too. I find, like...
I would never live in Toronto again. Unless I had got, like, I was doing something there other than just comedy.
I'm just not an East Coast. Like, I'm from Toronto, but I don't, I've been out here for 25 years. Yeah, the West Coast is just different. So there's just, yeah, there's something cooler about, not cooler, like,
not
I mean.
Cooler,
like,
just more relaxed.
It's more chill. Like, yeah. And it's just a little bit more in touch, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, like, I can.
But that being said, to the four people in Toronto right now listening, like, yeah. What up? I'm from Pickering. Here's my third testicle to prove it.
I don't hate Toronto. It just didn't make me a nice person.
Like, it's a hard city.
It's a very aggressive and hard city, and it didn't make me
I was only
nice.
Ever there for long periods of time when I was filming Spun Out. So, like, I didn't really, I guess weekends and stuff, but I always had people, like, every weekend in town from somewhere staying at my place.
Yeah.
So it was always just. It was fine when I was there, except for the winters. My God, it's disgusting.
The winters are gross, and the summers are horrific because it's, like, super hot and humid. It's like
and
New
stinky.
York summers.
Yeah.
And stinky.
Yeah.
That city smells so bad in the summer.
Yeah. Oh, it's disgusting. Montreal is the same, though. Like, it'll be
really,
really
fucking
stinky. Gross there.
Yeah.
The sticky.
Yeah.
But I like that, too. I don't
you like
mind it.
Humidity?
Yeah. I like I just like sweating. Like,
you do?
If I'm sweating, I'm happy. Like,
really?
In any sense. Like, if I'm working out, I'm not happy until I'm, like, fucking sweaty. Like,
yeah.
I like being sweaty, which is probably why I was given so much hair on my body.
To catch all your sweat.
Yeah.
That is probably
much.
Why.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist, Darcy.
I'm not either.
But if we deduct a few things and come to a conclusion, I think that the hairier you are, the sweatier you'll be.
Yeah, I think it might have something to do with warming your internal body temperature by the natural layer of clothing your body has given you.
Oh, my God. Have you ever waxed anything?
Oh, yeah. No, I've waxed everything. I still
everything?
Wax.
Your
no,
balls?
I don't. I won't wax. I did laser hair removal for like 3 years.
Everywhere?
No, on my back and neck. Yeah. And because that's like, no one needs back hair.
I kind of like really hairy.
See, and like, that's what I mean. Chicks fucking love it. Like, one of my best friends, Rebecca, lost her mind when I started like shaving and like getting all that stuff done. She's like, no, leave it. I'm like, that is not something gay guys are into.
This isn't, first of all, was her name Rebecca?
Reba is.
First of all, Reba, this isn't for you. That's what you should have said.
Well, no, but she used to be my hairdresser. And she'd always, like, run her hands down my back when she'd cut my hair. I'm like, you creeper.
I think, like, it's a testosterone. The same reason I like bearded guys and bigger guys. I just think, I'm like, you look like you could
if this
rip a door off
dead,
of this house if it was on fire. What did you even
I said if this podcast goes dead, it's because she tried to fuck me and I left.
Yes, that's
as you're like going off about it.
It's true though. When
I'm
it's
gonna
like,
keep him until his back hair grows back.
I just like a hairiness. I think it's a testosterone
so thing.
No,
I don't want any.
Have you ever waxed your balls?
No, my best friend had his balls waxed.
What did he say?
He said it was no. Like that's not an area that should like. It's so stretchy.
How do they do it? Do they like pull it out like a
bat
wing?
Bat wing it. Yeah, you got a bat wing.
And then they wax it.
And then they just rip that shit out. But it's all gonna be ingrown hairs. Like you basically have like 72 testicles the next day.
Oh, like just pus filled.
It's gross. No, you just fucking you bat wing it and shave it. Like that's all you need to do.
Jesus. I didn't know that, like...
That's the second time I've been on a podcast and we've talked about bat-winging
really?
Balls. Yeah.
Who else? Who are you cheating on right now?
It was the Dean Blundell podcast. Did you know Dean?
Dean Blundell. You lived in Toronto, right?
I didn't live there, but I've
he
done
did, though, but
yeah,
he was on, like,
on
The Edge.
On The Edge, and
yeah,
then
yeah,
he
yeah.
did his own podcast for a while. And now he's on sports radio, I think.
Sports radio? Because that's what all old dudes end up just loving
like
sports.
Strombo.
Yeah, what is it about dudes? Like, the older they get, I'm moving to sports.
Yeah, I'll move to sports one day,
I'll
but
move
just for the
sports.
Locker room interviews.
Then you'll be like, harass me as if I was a woman.
Yeah.
Harass me as if I was a woman.
Spit in my face.
Have you ever seen Bucky Larson, porn star?
No.
Oh, my God.
Is that the one with David Spade? No.
Yeah, David Spade, but what's his face? Fuck, he's a comic. He's really funny. He played Terry in Reno 911.
Nick Swartzen. Oh, my God,
it got,
he's
like,
funny.
A Razzies, but it's actually, like, pretty fucking horribly funny. There's this one part where he's in a a porn store, and there's like a statue, like a mannequin with a ball gag, or no, the mouth is wide open or something, but he hits it and the mannequin goes, "Fart in my mouth, fart in my mouth."
Oh my God.
And I like laughed for hours, hours. That I was dying.
Oh, I just watched Dirty Grandpa the other day with Robert De Niro.
It's so good.
It's so good.
But
okay,
bad.
I was
not with Robert De Niro. I never saw that one.
Robert De Niro and Zac Efron.
Laika, you're wrecking it. Laika's
a big fan.
Okay.
Oh, there's someone.
We're gonna have to give our feature credit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's getting a union check.
And that bitch Laika. Yeah. What were we talking about? Fuck.
Dirty Grandpa.
Dirty Grandpa. Okay.
Zac Efron.
Oh, I did not see that.
It is written for
12-year-old
boys.
I heard it's awful, though. Okay. Then I would love it.
I loved it. It was so dumb.
That's it.
But the whole time I'm sitting there watching it with Jer and his best friend, and they're dead silent.
And you were laughing.
I was losing my mind laughing, and they didn't fucking peep the whole time. And afterwards, they were like, it was a bit juvenile. And I was like, it was completely juvenile.
I love juvenile. I love talking animal features.
Yeah.
And I love like a movie for 12-year-old boys where they talk about farts and shit.
My favorite comedy in years is Get 'Em to the Greek.
That's a really good movie. It's very underrated, too.
My favorite comedy of all time. Like, I've seen it like 50 times. And Zoolander back in the day.
When
weed was first invented. back then. It was really funny, but they played Zoolander 2 on this terrible cruise we were on. And I watched it
with Ari Shaffir, and then we talked about it.
Oh, really?
It's a really not great one, but we were high.
I was pretty drunk. They played it in the pool. Like, there was a big screen beside the pool.
Yeah.
So I caught like 7 seconds of 32 scenes, and every time I'd just be like, I do not need to be watching this right now.
The other night, I was watching Adventures in Babysitting.
Oh my God, the movie?
Yeah, it's on Netflix now.
Oh, that's such a good movie.
Right? So, but okay, this is my thing, and I want to do more discussions with people about it, so I'm going to ask you about it. So, I remember watching that movie so many times when I was a little kid, but then I watched it again, and I was like, I just missed a rape joke. I just missed this joke.
Really?
Like, you can't believe how, like, many things you miss, or how cheesy or corny it can be. But when you go back and watch it as an adult, have you done that to a movie? Like, I did that with Ghostbusters 2. Ghostbusters 1. Not Ghostbusters 2. I never watched Ghostbusters 2 ever again. It was awful. But I watched Ghostbusters again, and then I was like, holy fuck, Bill Murray's filthy. Like,
yeah, I guess
you don't get that shit as a kid.
I don't like rewatching things in general most of the time because I just find there's so much for me to consume that's new to me. Why would I rewatch something?
Because you go back and you feel things.
I do watch Die Hard every Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So I'm like that. And, Get 'Em to the Greek.
Yeah.
No, I haven't watched an old one. I guess we put, but these ones wouldn't fall into that because they were all John Hughes movies. But, like, when Grace was, like, 14, I was like, you have to experience John Hughes. Like, you have to see every one of his. And so, like, every weekend we would just pick a new John Hughes movie and watch it. And there were a few of those where I was like, wow, that's an adult joke. You know? But I just hope that she's dumb and naive.
But that's the thing is they wrote it so it would go right over the kids' heads.
Totally.
But then the parents would be like, oh, you guys are getting away with something that you shouldn't. This is 1987.
Yeah, it's true. Now I want to go and watch that one because I remember
Go back and watch it. Well, she says don't fuck with the babysitter. I don't remember that.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, and she like.
We probably watched it on TV, though.
No, I remember getting a VHS copy. Do you remember when you went to the video store and they had to put Rented on it?
Yeah.
And you'd come back and you'd be like, God damn it. It's not in again.
It's still not in.
Do you remember we had to wait to see what we wanted to see?
God. Oh, God. Now it's literally like, there's nothing on Netflix.
I know.
There's nothing on.
And I remember going to Blockbuster and being super pissed when like Terminator 2 was out again or something.
I also liked going to Blockbuster when I didn't know what to watch because you could just walk through and grab the titles. Yeah. Now there's like, listen to us. We're fucking old and boring.
I know. This isn't old and boring.
This is old and boring.
No, this is me realizing that I'm old and boring. And that's terrifying.
You're going to wake up tomorrow with your first hangover.
Yeah, I know. I'll like, blame
what
you.
Have I done?
Fuck. See, but the thing is, I think I stay young because I stay immature.
That's true.
Because I work a fucking coffee shop job. Like with I work with like 20-year-olds. Well, no, there's
Where
one girl
work?
That's my age. It's like, it's in, I don't know if I should say that. Yeah, fuck it. If someone wants to stalk me, just bring me a gift. It's called Cafe Express. It's like downtown. Okay. Like, it's on Dunsmuir between Howe and something else. But it's by Holt Renfrew, kind of.
Okay.
And I only work part-time, but like, I work a little bit more lately just because there's less staff right now. But he's the best. He lets me go on tour for like months at a time, and then I come back and I get shifts.
That's great.
And I think
do
that
you
if,
like working there?
Yeah, because I like being out in the world. I would go crazy if I was just
I have
get
that.
A Starbucks
like,
job, Darcy. Just do it.
Oh God, no, I couldn't do it.
Well, then go to like a cafe or a store that you really like. Because honestly,
I'm so motivated by money, and I think it would kill me to have to
know.
Go to somewhere
how much you're making
yeah to be like what
or work at a place that you want a discount at just yeah. I feel like being take that's I feel like if you're back in the world you can write more and there's more
for
experiences
sure. Like I find like when I if I yeah. do if I'm just doing my like day-to-day routine in Ladner it gets
there's nothing
like,
to think about
I'm not writing about anything yeah. for sure I listen to a lot of podcasts
yeah
but not like I don't listen to any comedy podcasts I don't
like
get
smart
those
people,
people
ones.
Get those people. No, I listen to. I fucking love true crime podcasts.
There's one about serial killers. What's it called? Do you know?
Oh, there's a few. There's Sword and Scale.
Sword and Scale.
There's well, obviously Serial's like. The,
I loved
the
Serial,
number,
but I did not like the second season was annoying.
Season.
I'm like,
oh
I don't care
God.
About military
Talk
crime.
About
give me another guy that kills his girlfriend.
Yeah, like, there's so many like interesting like small scale stories that. You know, the reason we liked Serial was because no one really knew it outside of that area.
Yeah.
Whereas it's like this story, we're seeing it in the news every day. Who gives a fuck?
Do you know when I lived in, wait, Serial? Oh my God, I'm totally weed spaced right there. Like weed spaced out of here. Right out. Oh, I started listening to Serial in December at Christmas time when I was at my brother's house and I was like making pierogies and stuff. And then I also started watching Making a Murderer.
Oh, God.
I was infuriated at all times of the day. I was just like, I can't believe the injustice in this world.
I was driving to Calgary last summer with my friend Maureen, and we were both just like, okay, like we'll drive to Calgary. It'll be fun. I'd never heard of Serial, but the night before someone had been like, I had heard
listen
about
to it,
it like the year before where people are like, oh my God, the show. And then someone the night before was like, you guys should listen to Serial. And so I downloaded it. We get in the car and I was like, listen, like someone recommended this podcast and Maureen's a lawyer. And so, and we both have that, like we like true crime books. We like true crime stories. And so we start it and like 4 minutes in,
you're like,
I pause it and I turn to her and I'm like, we're not speaking until we get to Calgary. And we literally like, we would stop for lunch and like order lunch, pull over and have the car doors open and episodes playing. We sat in our friend's driveway in Calgary for an hour
oh my
to
God, that's
finish
amazing.
The series. Cause we were like, I need to know. But it's a great, and Making a Murderer, my God.
Yeah.
The Jinx. Have you seen The Jinx?
I've heard of it. I'm scared of all these ones.
Oh, it's so fucking good.
I remember seeing The Hurt Locker and getting up and being like, fuck this world. Because I was like, when are we going to learn that there's nothing to do with war? That we're destroying
but
people.
The Jinx is really fascinating in the sense that, like.
What's it about?
It's about a dude that's suspected of killing a few people.
Ooh.
That's all you need to know. But the satisfaction at the end of The Jinx is
so
better than the end of Serial, the end of Making a Murderer.
Really?
Like,
I'm good. Now I got to go watch this.
It's only
Fuck.
Six episodes, so you could do it tonight.
It's on Netflix, right?
No, it was HBO.
Show me? Oh, no. Crave. I have Crave.
Okay.
Well, I have all three.
Yeah, I was going to say you have. You should just stop this podcast and go and watch it. Yeah,
oh, my God.
I'm ruining your plans.
Oh, my God. My phone. My phone. I just dumped beer on my phone. Fuck me.
Oh.
We're good. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Okay.
This is the most distracted podcast as well. Like between
the
dog, people coming in and out of the house.
I just like it to be like a real life.
Yeah.
Like everyone is sitting here on this patio hanging out. Because this is about as many listeners as I
have. I was going to say.
Like they'll fit on this patio.
Oh, shit. Sorry. I should ask. I was so sad I couldn't get tickets to the Tragically Hip today.
Me? I couldn't either because I'm never in the city that they're in. I'm always a day before.
Oh, see, I tried to get tickets at 10 o'clock, and at 10 o'clock they were sold out. The tickets went on sale at 10 o'clock.
I really want to see
like,
it so bad.
I don't understand
how... If anyone is listening to this and can get me tickets to, like, Edmonton, I'll travel. I can't do the Calgary one over the Vancouver one because I'm in Ottawa that night. But
oh, look at me. I'm so busy traveling. Oh,
look at me. I'm making hundreds of dollars.
I'll just go to whatever city you want to give me tickets to.
Oh, my God. I would just go. I want to. I'm heartbroken.
It's sad shit. And the Spirit of the West story as well. Like, it makes me, again, it makes me feel old. Like,
yeah.
We're at that age where all our favorite bands are dying already. It's true.
Somebody was saying, like, why is this happening? And there's a curse or something. I'm like, no. These people are just getting old.
Yeah. But that just means, like,
can you imagine, like, Cary Grant was your thing, and then Betty Davis dies, and then fucking Carole Lombard?
Like, does that mean people in, like, 20 years are going to be like, Britney Spears? Mm-hmm. No, we're going to be like that in, like, 2 years.
2 years. She's doing well.
She is.
She's doing well for herself.
Very well.
Justin Bieber is having breakdowns now.
He's
at that age of a child star where you start to break it down.
He's on the way out. The way up, man.
No, but he was also, like, found in a tree talking to himself.
I think that's a, like, you got to understand
that. But he's at that age. That's what I mean. He's at the Britney shaving the head age.
Well, and it's also just like, fuck, being that famous at any age
it's weird.
Would be awful. Like, even just knowing Russell, like, he, you know, like, you're in a bubble of people because you have to be. You can't just go out.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The fact that he's sitting in a tree and there's probably 60 people had photos of it.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I would be, the only difference is I'd be fucking that tree because when I'm going to snap, it's going to be massive.
I've snapped mentally on Facebook a couple times, I think.
I try not to. I don't talk. I try to never be negative on social media.
That's a good idea. I should adopt that rule.
It's just because it's like, man, first of all, I want people to think I've got a great life. That's why I only post once a month. Well, this is sort of happy. I guess I posted about my dog dying, but that was just because I didn't want to have to tell everybody.
Still. Oh, yeah. And over and over and over.
Oh, yeah. No. And I even specified. I was like, we don't want to talk about how she died or why she died. Like, let's just.
That happened.
You know, look at this stupid face.
So at the cafe I work at, there was this guy who was just like the funniest. He was like a little gay guy. He called me a bitch all the time. I loved him. And then he passed away really recently, suddenly, and just, like, for no reason. Like, well, a reason, but it was just shock. It was, like, one of those deaths where you're like, what?
Yeah.
And, like,
that's hard.
But that's the first person in a while that has died that I've seen every day.
Yeah.
So I was just like, it's so weird because I still am like, hey, Kenny's going to come walking in. But that was, like, what was my point? I had a point somewhere. There was, like, because when Sally Field died.
Oh, we were talking about Facebook posts?
Oh,
before that,
I don't know. But anyway, I just remember it being like really fucked up. Like,
yeah.
How somebody just, you see them one day and then they go, he went on vacation to Mexico, he came back, and like, it was just like so sudden. I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, and the funny part is, oh, this is what it was, because I had to keep telling people.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the
because
worst.
Everybody would come in and we're really busy at lunch, and there's probably over 200 people that come through at lunch. And, like, when it first happened, I wasn't there the first 2 days, but then I was there the third day, and, like, every five person, like, where's Kenny? And then I would cry, and I'd be like...
That's the worst. I would have just, like, printed a picture of a man,
I know.
The word's dead.
No!
Keith had been like, don't ask.
You're hilarious.
Well, no, and it's also just like, yeah, like, you
it's
get
hard.
That anytime. Like, it's one thing, like, when a grandfather passes away, it's like, you know, he lived to, you know, like, 97.
Yeah. If she had been like an 18-year-old dog.
For sure. If she had been an 18-year-old
like,
dog, I would be bankrupt. That bitch cost me so much money.
Really?
Oh my
God. You hire Cesar Millan?
We used one of his trainers.
For real?
Yeah. And
did Cesar ever touch her?
No, but we got a feedback from him and his team. I don't know how.
Are you for real, Darcy?
Yeah. Oh, we tried everything.
Who the fuck are you that you're hiring Cesar Millan's?
We just tried everything because I you know what it is?
Changed.
I fucking love I like humans, but I love animals.
Yeah.
And when I'd waited 10 years to have the point where because of writing the show this year, I know I'm home. So I'm like, I'm finally able to get the dog I've wanted since I was a kid. Like when George, my basset hound, died,
I want a corgi more than anything.
Oh my God, a corgi, or my new obsession is long haired dash.
Oh, those ones are so
with the man buns. Yes. Have you seen that? Oh my God, it's like the coolest. I want
to
get one.
I think one of the reasons why I'm not allowed to get a pet in my mind is that I will dress it up as if it's my child. I will go to Gap
I
Child.
I wanted to do that with Sally Field so bad. I wanted to dress her up as the Flying Nun for.
That's so fun. Every year she could have been like Norma Ray.
Oh, exactly. There's so many classic Sally Field characters.
Oh my God.
But there was a point. Now I'm having a weed space.
No, because I interrupt you. I apologize.
No, but I. Fuck, what was I gonna say?
Holyfield.
This is the,
this is called the Back It Up and Piece It Together podcast. Yeah, that's a great name. Back It Up and Piece It Together with Kathleen McGee. Yeah. You either get super stoned or you get super drunk and you can't remember what you're talking about or what kind of point you're trying to make.
There was a really
Caesar Millions trainers and
yeah,
like
you, oh yeah. We just got off track from talking about dead people, but that was probably a good thing.
Good. But I don't think it's bad to talk about death.
No, that was my point, is it's one thing when your grandfather dies, when someone else young and dies suddenly, mm-hmm. it fucking sucks. But there's also just like, I hope when I go it's quick and sudden and, you know, like the other people in the car are okay. like, I don't think.
Have you ever had like a near-death experience?
Not really. No, I don't think so. Oh, well, like we were in a, like on my parents' boat once and we got caught in a really bad storm, for about 4 hours and we were all like, you know, like I woke up in the, I was in the bedroom and the bookshelf fell on my head and I go out to the galley and my whole family is out there in life jackets and I'm like 12 at the time being like, what the fuck? No one thought to wake me? And they were like, oh, you're fine there. I was like, you sons of bitches. And that was scary.
But that's what, so you felt that feeling of, well, am I going to die?
Totally. But I think everyone, like, I have that sometimes.
I'm trying to think if I've ever had that.
I had it when I went up the flight of stairs here. Like, am I going to make it?
Are they pretty bad?
No, no. I just mean, like, a flight of stairs.
A flight is a lot. I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever had a near, like, I've been in a car accident before.
I've had enough weed where I thought I was going to die.
I've had that, too, where I ate a brownie. This is what I did. I thought I was going to die. I was in the Calgary condo by myself, but Derek Sagan was coming the next day. So I'm like, I ate this weed cookie from this Calgary comic that makes amazing weed cookies. I'm not going to say, because what if that implicates him in some dumb law? But anyway, so I ate this cookie, and then I was like, at 11 a.m., he's like, only eat if you have nothing to do all day. And I had nothing to do but go for dinner with a friend. And so at 11 a.m., I ate the whole cookie. And by noon, I was like, okay, this is it, Kathleen. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Yeah, like, you're done.
So I looked at myself in the mirror, and I'm like, you look disgusting. So I had a shower. I did my hair. I put on a dress and I landed in my bed. I did this all because I thought, what if Derek Sagan comes in and I'm dead? I don't want him to find me in my sweatpants. Yeah.
Amazing.
If I know I'm going to die, I'm going to fucking. I'm going to dress for my death.
I don't eat.
Hey, Jesus, like,
Jesus Christ.
We're talking all about death.
Maybe
and then
it's me.
And then this dog.
Maybe
no.
It's me.
She just gets, she just like thinks she hears, she's old. She thinks she hears shit. She's a good protector. Oh, but shut your fucking mouth.
Oh, it scared the fuck out of me.
Especially since we're both like, death.
Oh.
And then death herself is right here. Yeah. She's black lab.
The last time I had a pot cookie was like 3 years ago. I make pot butter myself.
Yes. Yeah, so.
And then I can control the high a bit more because I don't like to be too high. Yeah. And I had this pot cookie at Pride this is how boring our Pride is. We were playing Scrabble at a friend's house watching the parade. And I fell, like I passed out into the Scrabble board, but I was, you know, like you pass out, but you're awake the whole time. And I was like, I could hear everything that people were saying and I could hear them all laughing about all the drool coming out of my mouth, but I couldn't function to the point that I was like, I'm going to die and they're not going to know. And my friend Dustin was like, I knew something was up because you kept stomping one foot. And I was in my head, I was convinced, A, that I had eaten enough pot that I knew Morse code. And B, I was communicating with my foot, giving them Morse code that I'm dying, call 911. And I remember my Morse code was hitting my foot 9 times, waiting a beat. Hitting it once, waiting a beat, and hitting it once. Like, please call 9 and hitting 9 with my foot. No.
Okay.
Anyways, so that's when I stopped eating pot cookies. I was like, I don't trust any.
I had a friend that had, like, I saw him at a movie, and he's like, oh, I got this weed butter. And he had it in, like, a Ziploc baggie. And he put it in his pocket. Oh, shit.
Laika hates your podcast.
Like, fuck off. This is my podcast. Just because I haven't asked you to be on it doesn't mean you need to be a bitch.
Yeah, she's been on it all fucking day.
Like, fuck off. Okay. But he had this butter in a plastic baggie in his pocket, and it melted.
gross.
Well, he just drank it.
Ew.
So he's super hot, but he also has very lubricated butt ends. I don't know what happened at the end of that night, but I'm sure it wasn't good.
Oh, that would be like the first time I ever saw someone eat the roach of a doobie. I was like, what is wrong with you? Like, how, where does my addiction stop and yours? Yours, you know, like,
eat the, who eats a roach?
Like, just like as you're smoking the joint and then everybody done with this. And it's like, sure. And then he swallowed the roach. And I was like, really? Just, that was gross to me. It was, you'd know who he is anyways. So I'll tell you afterwards.
Tell me.
But oh, Calgary. Yeah. For sure.
The person that...
that ate the joint.
Oh. Stan Thompson? Is it?
First guess.
Oh, no!
No, it wasn't.
Okay. Oh, my God. Thank God
but
it
don't
wasn't
need,
Stan
no
Thompson.
Need to guess. It's a good thing it wasn't him.
Thank God it wasn't Stan. Yeah. Oh, my God. This has been my favorite ones a while. Well, I also did one with a friend. We ate mushrooms and then we did it.
Oh yeah, that's
really
what we were
fun.
Gonna do.
We could do this again. Let's this next time you're on, we'll eat mushrooms.
We should do one at Wreck Beach one day.
I'm doing one with Christina Walkinshaw at Wreck Beach. You could come and do a guest interview.
That'd be fun.
But you have to be naked.
Or I'll just walk by and show you my bat.
You have to be naked though, because Christina and I are gonna be naked.
But it's not like I'm gonna appreciate it.
No,
that
I know.
You two are, oh, you
no,
guys are naked. I better even the score.
I don't want to disgust you.
You're going to, you disgust me when you're clothed. Why would naked be any different?
That's the name of my album. You disgust me when you're clothed.
Yeah.
Oh, I love my life. Laika, you are not allowed on the podcasting ever again. All right. Well, that was fun. Do you want to add anything before we go?
No.
She's like losing. What is her
to
deal?
To the seven people listening, go to iTunes and buy my album.
Yeah, the album is called Family Highs.
Just buy it for the album cover itself.
It's a really good album cover.
The album
if
cover
they,
is worth it.
Is it on Sound Exchange? Like if they play it on other stuff, you can get paid on streaming services.
On Sound Exchange,
and it's on Apple Music probably.
Bullshit, though. Like, do you know how many times you have to get a song played on Spotify to actually make money? Like,
yeah.
It's millions.
But
plays.
I've heard if you just like get people to just listen to your album, don't even listen, just turn it on.
Yeah,
you can still get paid.
You
so
do.
Everybody, please, I have some things as well. Go
I
find Darcy
that,
and
like,
I.
Just buy like five computers and have them playing your album nonstop.
Yeah.
Be like, I'm sitting at home making money,
I'm
bitch.
I'm making $10 every quarter.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, go buy Darcy's album. If he ever comes to your town to do stand-up comedy, watch for his show, Darcy.
On Say TV.
In Canada, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just like one of my favorite human beings. I had so much fun today
with
you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Thank
Sorry
you for...
I burnt out in the last 30
no,
seconds.
No, well, you did not
the
burn out.
The second I think that this is how I get on stage, too.
You just
know
burn
I'm
out.
Wrapping up when I'm just, I just start slowing down because it's like, I got
to anyway.
Go. The second I'm like, it's over, I can go to sleep again.
You're hilarious. Laika, we will credit you. Shut your bitch mouth. Thank you for being here, Darcy, and goddamn it, Laika.
Your homophobic dog with
Yeah, she's really rude. I apologize. She needs sensitivity training.
To take the microphone from she my hand.
She needs sensitivity training. I'm going to have to talk to Matt about that, but thank you. And where can people find you online? Do you want them to find you online?
Twitter, the Darcy Michael, because someone else has Darcy Michael.
Fuck her. Someone has Kathleen McGee, and she just rides horses.
Just Google Darcy.
Darcy Michael.
Yeah, it'll come up.
Darcy will come up and a porn star will come up.
Same dude.
I love you. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. I tolerate you.
I tolerate you so hard.
Well, I got to the end of the road.